Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single daily Leinishmas Sarah Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. Today we are in the beginning of Masechta Machshirin's sixth parak, and we begin as follows: Hamale Perosav Lagag Neaknima. Let's say somebody takes his produce up to a roof on it because of the insects, and what happens? Yard Aleim Tal, and then dew fell on it. Now he didn't want the dew to fall on it, but it fell on it because he wanted to make sure that it wasn't going to have any susceptibility to insects. So since that is the case, Einam B'chiyutan, the dew that falls is not chiyutan. However, Niskavin Lekach, if he brought the produce to the roof because he wanted the dew to fall on it, so since he's happy with that, Hareza B'chiyutan, then he's made it prepared. Hell on Cheresh Otevekatan, if it was brought up by somebody who's cognitively impaired, whether it's a Cheresh who doesn't hear and doesn't speak, or it's a Shota, somebody lacks intellectual capacities, or a child who lacks sufficient educational awareness, even though the person wanted this Cheresh Shota Vekatan, decided he wanted the fruit to get wet, his intention doesn't become anything of significance. Einam b'chiyutan, they're not going to be considered chiyutan. Sheish la ma'isav ein la machshava, because the fruit had an action that was done, but it was an action that was done without sufficient intent. The Mishnah continues. Hamala sa gudos sa saktios sa shum legag b'shul sheyamtinu. What happens if somebody brings up bundles of vegetables, dried figs or garlic, up to the roof so that they should stay moist? So, since he wanted them to stay moist, because of the moisture in the air, which helps these particular foods keep their natural moisture, so you should just understand, einam b'chiyutan. Even though the dew falls on them, it's not b'chiyutan. He didn't want the extra water, he wanted the actual moistness to stay there. In fact, the moistness can cause it to spoil faster. So therefore, that's not going to be chiyutan. Any bundles of vegetables in the marketplace is going to be considered tameh, because the people who own the vegetables in the marketplace would spray them regularly to make them look fresh, which made them moshe lekabel tuma, and then they'd be touched by customers, some of whom were tameh. So therefore, you have to assume all the vegetables in the markets are going to be assumed to be tameh. Rabbi Yehuda Metar Balachim, Rabbi Yehuda says that the merchants only sprayed those things that were older, but if it was fresh, he wouldn't spray it. So Rabbi Meir turns ahead and he says that they would use their spit to get rid of any dirt that was on the vegetables, and so therefore you had to worry whether it was fresh or not fresh in all instances. When people purchase flour in the market, they're worried about the purity of the flour, and so therefore they would soak it beforehand, and since it gets handled by customers, some of whom are tameh, when you see flour in the marketplace, you have to assume that it's tameh. Now, chilka ba'tigras ve'tazgi, chilka targis and tazgi, which are different types of grits that are used in making porridge, which is made by first soaking kernels of grain in water and then splitting them, right? So, in each of these situations, we have to assume they're tameh no matter where they are. They can't be produced unless you soak it in water. So whether it's produced at home, or it's sold in the home, or it's sold in the market, we assume that they are mukshal kabel tuma. And since they're handled by many people, some of whom are tamei, we have to assume they're going to be tamei as well. So these are some of the rules for some of the things in the markets, and we will continue with them, Be'ezras Hashem, tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic day.